You know, right before the break, we were talking a little bit about this really, really uplifting event that's happening out in Naperville. And it really, and I'm saying this not to undermine the issue, but really, it all started because Rex Hupke wrote about his undying love of ice cream and his devotion to it. And that resulted in, suggesting that Dairy Queen should make him an ambassador. And that resulted in a Dairy Queen in Naperville in particular saying, well, come on out here and be an ambassador then. And it turns out that the owner of this Dairy Queen really does so much for the community. So we were just talking about this event that's coming up on Sunday because in particular, she's done a lot to raise awareness around youth suicide prevention. Before we get to our next guest, though, that woman's sister's on the phone. She wants to say hi. Hi, Colleen. You're on WGN.
Well, hi. Hi, Mr. Ambassador.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate the honorarium.
So you are Karen's sister. You are the sister of
That's
the Dairy
right.
Queen owner. Okay.
And
so,
That's right.
And so you will be at the event on Sunday, I assume?
Absolutely.
That's fantastic. Yeah, it's so cool to watch. I mean, the effort that's been put into that is really, really outstanding, it seems.
Pretty amazing. Yeah, a lot of people have done a lot of great work around it.
And how lovely your sister's doing so much work for the community, especially while fighting a battle of her own.
Absolutely. Yeah, and we wanted to really thank you for spreading the word to the larger community. She has kind of tapped out the audience in Naperville, and we've been trying to figure out how to make that bigger. And so maybe this is a step in that direction.
Yeah, I think, well, look, I mean, it's, and as we're going to talk about in a minute here, too, I mean, the issue of suicide and suicide prevention is something that everybody needs to be talking about, not just in Naperville, but everywhere and in schools and in homes. And so anything that we can do, I think, to help spread that message is a net positive for everyone. So
one of the interesting things is that in the 3 years that she's been doing this is we've heard so many stories about somebody who knows somebody, mm-hmm. and nobody really talks about it until we opened up this forum in this really intimate way.
Yeah.
And it's really touched so many people.
Yeah, right. It's it is. It's there are very few people who have not, in one way or another, been impacted
right.
by suicide, and I think that like I said, it's we've spent too much time trying to not talk about it or saying you push it down, and I think it's important to get out there, talk about it, and make sure people are thinking
and remove
about
the shame from this whole issue of depression and sadness
exactly.
And let people have a space to talk about what they need to talk about.
Yes.
Truly.
And let everybody eat ice cream, too. That's then.
And everybody eat ice cream, too. We love that.
Lovely. Well, thank you so much for calling in, Colleen. It's lovely to talk with you, and we'll be sure to meet you on Sunday.
You bet. See you there. Thanks again.
Take care, Colleen.
Thanks so much. Well, how nice.
Bye-bye.
I love that.
Yeah. Just a wonderful
loop closed right
yep.
there. Look at that.
Exactly.
That's so nice.
Such
how lovely.
Family.
Okay. So we've been talking about this event that's happening, and we want to shift a little bit. Joining us in studio right now is Johnny Boucher from Hope for the Day, which is a wonderful organization. I think it's probably second or third, maybe 12th, 100th time that you and I have been on the air together, Johnny. I'm
yeah.
happy to see you, as always. CEO, founder, chief boss man of all things at Hope for
Bill
the Day.
Bill Payer.
Yeah, right.
Shepherd.
Coffee goer. I go get coffee for everyone because I don't believe that, an intern or someone should have to go get someone coffee.
Nice. That's good.
Plus, I want to know how you take your coffee, too, because if you put stuff
Because you're judging
in,
about it.
Well, once you start drinking the great coffee that, we have with Dark Matter, and you kind of get spoiled, you want to know why people want to put cream and sugar in there. But hey, do you. As long as you get your coffee in the morning and get your day started, that's all that matters.
Indeed. Okay, so tell us about Hope for the Day for those who maybe haven't heard of the organization yet.
Yeah, Hope for the Day, we're a proactive suicide prevention and mental health education charity. We're based here in Chicago, and really what we do is we aim to break the silence around mental health and suicide, however that is, because we know that when we break the silence, we raise the visibility of resources. And when you do it in creative ways, too, it invites people to the conversation around mental health and suicide that, instead of isolating them or making them feel alone, which unfortunately that's how it's been going on. But we use the cool things like we use music, the arts, health and wellness, pretty much anything to break that silence. But let people know that if they're struggling with anything in life, big or small, it's OK not to be OK. And just our phrase, our slogan, our motto that it's OK not to be OK is just so true. And it reminds us of a feeling that we already know, that feeling of being like, I'm cool, I'm content. And when we're not, you know, feeling that way, it's about finding that balance, you know, and addressing things before they get to a point of crisis. Because unfortunately, we only talk about suicide and mental health, usually after a crisis has happened. Yeah. And then, you know, like he was saying earlier, you know, it kind of gets swept away. So we gotta make it cool, you know, to talk about, you know, what's going on. Because one thing we all have in common, we have brains, you know, and that's really the stem
of
it all.
Most.
Well, it's how we use them is completely, you know.
I feel like she's referring to me somehow, but I'm not sure.
No.
She looked at me, though.
No. Well, so I kid, but I you're absolutely right. And we're all in this, you know, human mess together. And yet, I think, you know, somewhere it became cool to pretend like you don't care and pretend like you don't have feelings, pretend like I don't need anything, I'm an island. And, you know, somewhere vulnerability became very uncool. Like, you're not supposed to, you know, I was talking about this with a friend of mine, and because she was talking about how difficult it is to make friends as an adult. Because when you were a kid, it was perfectly okay to go, you're nice, let's go play. Like, that's fine. You say that an adult, you're going to get arrested. You know, it's super weird, you know. Like, that's, you are very creepy, not even a little bit, you know. But it's very different when you're an adult. You have to kind of play cool, and, you know, certainly in any kind of relationship, but especially like a romantic one, you got to pretend like, man, I don't care. You're okay, I guess, whatever. And so we're in this moment where vulnerability isn't cool. But the downside of that is that when you most need it, when you're in crisis, it's very difficult to, you know, if it's hard to get through that kind of barrier on a good day, it's very hard to get through it on a bad day.
Absolutely. And that's where, you know, us being proactive, like people are like, so what does proactive prevention mean? And I'm like, well, it's building environments and equipping, you know, individuals and communities to talk about mental health before that point of crisis, you know. And it's not just a buzzword. It's not a magic wand, you know. And what's really exciting about Sunday, you know, the man, Tom Skilling, you know, I was like,
so awesome.
Well, I was just like, yo, like, Hope for the Day and WGN should collab on saying when the weather's going to be like grim, like, hey, today is going to be a little darker today. So make sure you keep, you know, pick yourself up and, you know, remind yourself that, you know, it's, you know, every day is a new day, whether it's a good day or a bad day. And I really believe that. Being a Chicagoan is very funny, you know, because I bet today everyone's like, snow, like, and just going, you know, AWOL on social media. It's like, well, we can't do anything about this. So we should enjoy it. We should embrace it. And that's just a little notation of, like, change and how hard it is for people to adapt. But, you know, we can't do anything about the weather, but we can, you know, prepare ourselves to weather the storms on the good days and bad days by just having these simple conversations.
Yeah. Yeah, that's being proactive. Yeah, you're right. I mean, that makes so much sense. Yeah. And we talked for one of the columns about all of this, about the importance of getting into schools and getting kids. I mean, it's important for parents to be talking about this, too. But also, if you can get into schools, if you can start doing some of the proactive stuff you're talking about. Can you talk a little bit about that and about sort of the things you all do to help foster conversations?
Yeah. You know, what we try to do is specifically here in America, we're seeing, a 30-year spike when it comes to suicide, unfortunately. And where tragedy lies, opportunity exists as well. And, you know, we go into education systems and try to educate people on the, you know, whether it's the smallest thing about, you know, just breaking the silence, or go in and do some mental health first aid training, which is a program that we offer, because our two arms of an organization are outreach and education. And I think that when we break the silence in the cool creative ways, whether it's through our coffee partnership, whether it's our beer partnership with Three Floyds, you know, working with Michelin star chefs, however, you know, like I said, it raises that visibility for those who are struggling, but then at the same time, it's an opportunity for education. And it's important to take that conversation into schools, but also make sure that we're nurturing the administration and getting people prepared, because it's every time I go to speak or one of our staff goes to speak at a school, it's like we just offer it up, free opportunity to go talk about your feelings, which is amazing. And we see in a classroom of maybe 750 kids to 1,000 kids, 50, 60 kids go, all right, so where's this counseling center at?
Wow.
And it's great. But, you know, what we're seeing here in CPS alone, you know, with budgets being taken out for, you know, music and in the arts, the next are going on counseling. So now we have principals who are under so much, you know, pressure to also be a counselor for all these students too. So it's a multi, you know, tier thing, but it's the difference between saying, hey, this is an issue, or saying, hey, here's an action plan. Mm-hmm. And that's really where we focus on, you know, partnering with schools, and we're doing great work around the city, DuPage County, and you know, it's just proof that when once we start talking about it, more people want to talk about it. And it's the same reason when I tell people I started the organization. I've lost 15 people to suicide personally. I've had bad days. I've never struggled in a way that I need to get like clinically diagnosed or anything, but I recognize it. And if I've lost 15 people, I bet there's more people out there who have lost it. But there's also people who are struggling today that are possibly at a point where they may make an attempt, but by opening our mouths, the most simple thing, we can truly save lives. And with silence being the biggest obstacle, I'm willing to do, and our organization is willing to do anything and work with anyone to break that silence.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned something I want to back up to, and we have to take a break here in a second, but I don't want to let much time slide after you said this. You said 30-year spike in suicide. Why is that?
Well, you know, things are just getting very real now. And with the advancement in technology and social media, we've brought people together. We've isolated so many more people. And where we always feel like we got to be on, you were talking about being in a relationship, you know, and like, oh, you know, I can pass things off. It's so important that we open up when those things happen and not try to always be on and just conceal it. Because we're all soda bottles. We're all, whether you're a Coke drinker or a Pepsi drinker or whatever, what have you, we're all 20-ounce bottles of soda, and we all, you know, get hit. And all the little traumas that we experience every day build up. And if we don't take that cap off to relieve that, however, to express ourselves, whether it's talking about it, seeking professional help, doing yoga, whatever it might be, you're just holding it in. And then the littlest thing causes a snap. And unfortunately, it's like 0 to 60 now. People are just like, well, I'm done with this. And, you know, it's sad.
Sure.
It's sad.
Yeah,
but we don't have to be scared about this conversation.
Right. Really, really excellent work that your organization Hope for the Day is doing. We're going to take a little break. When we come back, we're going to continue this conversation with Johnny Boucher, CEO and founder Hope for the Day, a suicide prevention and education organization. Back in just a bit, Amy Guth and Rex Hupke here on 720 WGN. We are joined in studio by our good friend Johnny Boucher, who is the CEO and founder of Hope for the Day, a really, really wonderful organization. We're talking about this event that's happening on Sunday that really was a very cool string of events that really, it started with ice cream. It's culminated into this giant fundraiser in Naperville and awareness building and all that.
Yeah, and just one more reminder on that. This event that we've been talking about is Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. At the Dairy Queen parking lot at 1817 Wherley Road in Naperville. And it's all kinds of stuff going on. It's going to be really cool. I think they're raising money for Hope for the Day, which is one of the organizations that Karen, the owner of the Dairy Queen, who I've written about, has long raised money for and worked with. And also, if you aren't in Naperville or near there or can't get there, the organizers set up a website at dillybar.org, which redirects to Hope for the Day's website. And anyway, so check it all out. It's cool stuff.
And for a great cause.
Yes,
indeed.
Big time.
So we were talking a little bit, Johnny, about the organization and the work that you do. And I was really, really struck by, you know, that number that you gave, that we're at this 30-year spike in suicides. Is there a particular age group, or is seeing that more than another, or are we seeing that more male than female, or who is being impacted the most by that?
Well, you know, when you look at it as a whole, you know, it's interesting when people are like, well, you know, the LGBTQ community is getting impacted, or the veterans, you know, these things that we hear a lot, and it being Veterans, you know, Day, or honored veterans. Tomorrow's Veterans Day. I was having a conversation. I was like, is today observed day? And then tomorrow is real Veterans Day. I was curious. But the thing is that, you know, right now in America, every day on average is 121 people, you know, taking their life. And when you think about that, you know, we're sitting here, there's 121 people here, and instantly they're gone.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
But, you know, suicide continues to be the second leading cause of death of, you know, 15 to 24-year-olds. We are seeing that you know, that 20 to 22 veteran or military personnel a day. But, you know, when you think about this number of 121 people, it's terrifying, because that's 44,000 people, you know, every year just here in America.
Jeez.
And they add to the 800,000 that we lose globally. And that's why, you know, our work is just so important to do it as much as we can and wherever we can, because it's one thing about mental health in general is it doesn't matter where you were raised, who your parents were, whether you came from wealth or you were poor. It doesn't matter because it doesn't discriminate. Mm-hmm. It literally, you could be having the best days and then tomorrow you're going to wake up and just, you know, be in this funk and be like, well, I don't know what's going on, you know, but it's okay to feel that way and it's okay to ask these questions. But, you know, you see the stats, you know, that females, attempt more, males complete more, mm-hmm. masculinity. There's so many, you know, things that go into that. But at the end of the day, one's way too many.
Sure.
And 121 is way too many.
Yeah.
But we need to see the harsh reality of, like, what does 121 people lined up, you know, on Michigan Avenue look like, and then them disappear. That's what happens every day here. And it's because people just, they're not comfortable with talking about it. We've told, you know, people that they can't be, you know, don't be a sissy, you
right.
know, stuff
right.
like that,
right.
where, you know, what we're trying to do is just, we're trying to meet people where they're at and not shame them for what they're going through. And also remind people that, you know, it's not, you know, mental illness is not a personal failure.
Right.
No,
right.
You know, you could have been born with this stuff and you just didn't even know it. And then, you know, eventually your parents get comfortable enough because they're like, all right, well, we should tell you that, you know, Aunt Sue
right.
had this. And you're like, well, why didn't you tell me?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's why the work that you're doing is really so important. And I know you do it around the world and you work with so many organizations. Unfortunately, we are running out of time. We got to get people to news and check in on that weather and all that stuff. But where can people go to learn more about the really important work that Hope for the Day is doing?
So you can easily Google whatever search browser you like. Hope for the Day, you can go to hftd.org. You know, but at the end of the day, whether you want to get involved on the small level or the big level, there's so many opportunities. I mean, we're opening up the world's first coffee shop that 100% of the proceeds support suicide prevention and mental health education in Logan Square in the spring. And it's fueled by our friends at Dark Matter Coffee. And it's going to be offering programming, you know, resources. Just, it's going to be a beacon, and there's many places we can turn these beacons into, and just the work that we're doing with Karen Maloney alone, it just shows that how one person can impact so much.
Yeah.
And like we said earlier, she's battling her own fight right now,
right.
and it's not getting in the way. And that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, indeed. Everybody can do something.
And absolutely.
Lovely.
We're
to
in this
that.
Together, you know?
Yeah, big
indeed,
time.
Indeed. So everybody, again, that's hftd.org. If you follow me on Twitter, I'll be sure and tweet out that organization. And you can also find it on the WGN Radio page when you can go back later and find the podcast of this show, and we'll be sure and put a link there so you can connect with that organization. Johnny Boucher, thank you so much for being with us
today.
Yeah,
thanks so much.
Thank you. I can't wait to have ice cream with everyone
Woo!
On Sunday.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right, for such a good cause. All right, Amy Guth, Rex Hupke, we're going to turn things over here in just a bit. But first, we're going to check in with news, go to break, all that good stuff. Back in just a moment here on 720 WGN.